up real nice. The Golden Penguin, as they call it. Yep. But Stuart Horn is in the house right now.
Thank you very much, Josh. Good job. All right, fans, we are ready for the national anthem. But before the men's game, for those of you at home, please rise. All right, fans, here we go with the starting lineups at the conclusion of the national anthem. Tonight is the opening night for the Penguin men. In the NC2A PacWest Conference opening night here at the Conlin Center. Penguins in the preseason. Managed to go 3-8. Playing some tough teams now. They moved up to the NC2A. A lot of tough games, but the Penguins have also responded very well. You probably read up on their game against Santa Clara and their games against USF, among others, where the Penguins have fared very nicely. But tonight is the opening night. Tonight is when it really starts to count. Both teams are in the house of starting lineups for the Penguins. Check it for the Sea Warriors under head coach Tony Salido. He's assisted by Francis Fletcher. Or check it, Fletcher is the assistant, is the associate head coach. The assistant is Daryl Matsui. For the Sea Warriors, number four is Norman Wells, a 6'8" junior. Number 20 is Jeff Ingram, a 6'4" senior. Number 24 is C.J. Jackson, a 6'8" senior. Number 25 is Ray Murdoch, a 6'3" junior. And number 33 is Mike Helton, a 6'6" senior. Holy mackerel, Josh. The Penguins have never played against a team this big in their own conference. These guys are huge. I'm looking over there down the left-hand side of the Opulent Broadcasting Area, and these guys are massive. Now, the Penguins have played big teams, but never in their own conference. But that's what you get when you move up to the NC2A, Josh. This is an exciting night for the Penguins under head coach Brett Tavani, assisted by Lee Creason, Jesse Haskins, John Parker, and Scott Springhorn. Number 20 is Killian Larson, a 6'10" freshman. How's that 6'10" back in your face, Josh? Austin Bryan, number 22, is a 6'4" freshman. Mark Lewis, number 31, is a 6' sophomore. Xander McNally, number 32, is a 6'2" sophomore. And the Penguins will round things out with Alex Ward, number 33, a 6'5" senior. So the Penguins have got their starting five out on the floor. Tavani with the full suit, looking good tonight. Tavani still has a sport coat on. We'll let you know when that comes off, usually when things warm up. Penguins bench is all smiles right now. Tonight is opening night. NC2A basketball in the Conlin Center. Conlin Center opened up in April of 2000, Josh. Seats 1285. And tonight is the first night of the real deal. Penguins had their way with the Cal Pac Conference and the NAIA, winning it 4 years in a row. The time was right to make the move, to bring in the real AD and Terry Toomey, and we are ready. For the Penguins, in the middle, it's going to be Alex Ward up against C.J. Jackson. Penguins tipped it out. Penguins get it. Penguins moving from our right to left, from the P to the Q on your computer keyboard. Attacking the southern hoop and a whistle early, 8 seconds into it. Good crowd on hand. Oh, we got the nice shout out over the top. That was cool. That is right. We are broadcasting worldwide. And after the whistle, Penguins bring it in at midcourt. DU playing their first NC2A game. Killian Larson gets it down low, throws it away. Penguins recover. Lewis has got it down low, hits the bottom of the backboard, no whistle. Hauled in by Jackson. C.J. Jackson in there at 6'8". Boy, as these guys come running past us, Josh, the floor just shakes as Mike Helton, the 6'6" senior from the right wing, buries a three to open the game. 3-0 Hawaii and a whistle. 19:26 to go. Ladies got hammered in game one. It's going to be some growing pains, fans, as the Penguins enter the bigger, badder conference. But any good team wants to play the best. They want to play in the better conference.
No doubt, Stu. I mean, it's a great opportunity for Dominican University, such a small school in our own little corner of California, getting the opportunity to play at one of the highest levels of competition, which is the NCAA. And you know what? DU has earned it. I mean, you can tell by all the banners that sit behind us here in the opulent broadcast booths, as you always say. And you know what? It's going to be a tough year, but Dominican is going to have to go against great teams like Hawaii Pacific. The big squad in this conference would be BYU Hawaii, who's ranked number one of all Division II teams across the nation.
I don't know if it's so much going to be a tough year as it's going to be an exciting year.
Oh,
it's
going to be exciting is a better word.
For you and I, it's going to be absolutely
outstanding.
It's going to be fantastic. I mean, I'm so excited to be here tonight at this opening night game. Shot on goal by Austin Bryan is no good. Bryan, the leading scorer for the DUs in the preseason. Now Jackson brings it up for Hawaii. Now at the top of the key, they reset. Jeff Ingram has it. Ingram's got the black hose all the way up. I don't know how high they're running because they're running all the way up under his shorts. Josh, I don't know if those are just knee socks up past his knees or what, but they are going way up there. And then he's got the black headband up. He's wearing it like a hat. I kind of like that look from Ingram, the point guard. Point guard's got to have his own look. Here's a long jumper from Jackson. Out on the wing, check it, that was Norman Wells. Wells goes out from about 22. He doesn't get it to fall. The Penguins turn it around, and Hawaii picks up the foul. The foul is called against Austin Bryan, that's his first. One foul for each squad, 3-0, a minute and a half into it. We're in the first half, fans. Boy, if it were 3-0 in the second half, Josh, that wouldn't be too good. So it makes sense that we're in the first half. Hawaii now brings it up. Boy, Hawaii's got a lot of confidence in the way they're strutting around the court, Josh. You got to agree with that, just the look in their eye. This is a big squad, people, big time. These guys are huge, especially this C.J. Jackson, who turns around from the left side, drifts across, and hammers it home from about 8 feet. But Jackson is not only 6'8", he's a tall guy. He's also got the biggest Penguin by 20 pounds. And Jackson is huge. And now the Penguins work it down low. They get it to Killian Larson, who drops it from 2 feet. Larson picked it up on the loose ball and just found it right underneath the bucket. Made the most of it. 5-2. Penguins trailing. Hawaii Pacific's got it. Norman Wells brings it up. He holds it out there with one hand, Josh. I like that's a good move. Here's a long jumper. Perfect timing by Jeff Ingram. He had two Penguin defenders coming at him at 100 miles an hour. Ingram waited, and then let it rip. The bucket didn't fall, but he picks up a foul. No. Yes, it was a foul against Ingram. That's the second foul committed by the Penguins, and the foul is called against Xander McNally. That's his first. On the line now, towing it, is Ingram, the 6'4" senior. He's out of Queen Creek, Arizona, and he misses the first one painfully short. He's got those black socks all the way up, Josh.
Yep, Stu, he definitely does. This new type of fashion statement we've seen here on the court this year. Don't know if I'm too good with that one, but you know what? We'll let that go without any comment.
It was a foul in the three-point land, so he gets three at it. He missed the first one. He makes the second one, and the third one's on the way, and that one rattles around and goes. So he makes two out of 3-6-2. 17.5 to go, fans. You know, I'll go with any statement as long as you can score, as long as you can box out, as long as you're fast and you're a shooter. I'll go with it. Oh, good no-look pass down low to Norman Wells, but Wells muffed it. He was able to muff it right back out to C.J. Jackson, the 6'8" senior out of Buena Vista, Georgia. Jackson knocks it down. It's 9-2, fans, 17-13. And Tavani is really yelling at the guys. He's really letting them have it now. And this is This is NC2A Division II basketball fans from the Conlin Center. Tavani is talking it up, pumping the guys up. Tavani doesn't look happy right now. He doesn't like the way the Penguins have started this one. 9-2, Josh.
Well, they started a little flat, Stu. They're not moving the ball around the way they usually do, not playing up-tempo like they're used to doing. And so the Penguins, once again, just like in the women's game, they have to play their game. They have to play their game, get to playing their style of ball, not be flustered, not be intimidated by the bigger and what seems a stronger Hawaii Pacific team right now in terms of physicality. DU just has to play their game, be able to run their offense the way they usually do.
Back underway, fans. Clock rolls. Coming up on 17, C.J. Jackson sticks an arm in there as the Penguins have the ball on offense. They get it down low, Larson. Larson can't get over the top of Jackson. He passes a no-look off to Williams. Check it. Off to Mark Lewis. Lewis with a jumper and a whistle. I don't know what they called. I'm trying to figure it out. I think he walked with it as they passed it off because it wasn't a clean transition. 9-2, Penguins trail, 16:51 to go. I'd say the dominant man so far is this C.J. Jackson. He's got it now with a head fake. Oh, man, what a head fake. And Jackson is short from the right wing. Rebound, Alex Ward. Now the Penguins take it the length of the court, overthrow the intended recipient. That was Austin Bryant. The chunk, the length of the court, goes out of bounds just off the fingertips of Bryant. Bryant, leading scorer for the DUs up to this point. Tonight, opening night. Broadcasting worldwide, Stuart Horn, Josh Johnson, your DU broadcasters. Now the Penguins pick it up on a nice steal. Great play by Alexander McNally. McNally takes it the distance, picks up the two ball, and one opportunity for McNally. 9-4. Foul will be called against 33. Mike Helton. Helton is a 6'6" senior out of El Paso. That's El Paso, Texas, Josh. Isn't that your hometown?
It's close to there.
It's right by there, huh? 9-4.
Penguins about 3 days away drive.
Penguins trailing. This free throw is missed, but the DUs get it on the rebound. Good rebound work there by Alex Ward. Now Lewis has got it with a head fake. Lewis kick out over to Ward. Ward picks it up and walks. Everything was good on that. Ward followed it up. Can the deuce. Everything looked good except the transition. The handoff, Josh, from the quarterback to the running back. They were not in sync.
Well, you got to make sure you make those smart, fundamental plays. You can't take too many steps, and sometimes you get eager to have the ball. You want to go ahead and get to the hoop as quick as you can, especially against a big physical team like this, but you got to be smarter with your decisions.
Great play there on the give and go by Norman Wells under the hoop. Wells with the feed. And waiting under there was Ingram. Ingram just knocked it in there. C.J. Jackson with a massive rejection against Larson. Larson was falling backward, trying to buckle and get a shot off. And Jackson was just waiting, and stuck the arm in there and just seemingly had the ball, his hand on the ball the whole time, Josh. And the Penguins, well, you can practice all you want, but until you get a bunch of 6'8", 220, 240 guys in here, you don't know what it's like. It looks like Mike Wells is going to enter the game at the end of this timeout, Josh. But I'll tell you what, at 11-4, the D's, while they're hanging tough, if you look at Tavani's face, he would tell you the Penguins are not playing their game right now. And I think they are knocked out of their rhythm a little bit by this bigger, badder squad.
Well, you know what? It's just you have to adjust, Stu. I think there's an adjustment period that goes on when you play bigger teams like this. You got to figure out ways, okay, where are their holes in their defense? Where are they most vulnerable? You know, you got to find that weak player on the court. Where can we score most often? And I think that's where DU is trying to figure out right now. But take nothing away from Hawaii Pacific. They are being dominant as of early in this first half.
Absolutely.
They're staying on top of things. I mean, Jackson, great block, and he's coming off of Player of the Week honor, Stu. That is C.J. Jackson. And, I mean, 6'8 at four, big guy. I mean, he's playing at the five tonight, but big guy, very imposing figure up there. And those are the type of teams and the size of players we're going to run into in this on this level, which is Pacific West Conference, great basketball conference. We mentioned schools such as Hawaii Pacific, Chaminade, BYU Hawaii, who's ranked number one amongst all D1 teams. This is going to be possibly the biggest test the Penguins have ever had in any season, which is playing these teams. And you know what? As time goes on, you're going to see a lot of great play come from the Penguins, and you know you're going to see a lot of not so great play, but it's all an adjustment period.
Mike Wells has entered the game for the DUs. We're back underway. Fans off to our right. The Hawaiis have it. Now the jumper on the inbounds from Norman Wells from a long way off, no good. The rebound goes up and bounces back off of the shot clock. That's a dead ball. Hit the shot clock, came back into play. Penguins get it. 15 and a half to go. 11-4. DU's trail. Wells has gone to the top of the key. Now driving in is McNally over to the right side. He drives in, drifts, floats, gets hammered before he got the shot off. Actually, as this ball was in motion, he draws a whistle. Second team foul. That one's called against Helton. Penguins get it under the hoop. Now they throw it inbounds. Whereas with the smaller schools, the Penguins have been able to pull off that nice move on the inbounds. And speaking of a nice move, a great play from McNally finding Ward under the hoop. Ward was isolated. McNally overhead, overhand toss, bullet style. And the points are scored by the Penguins. Rebound now, DU. 11-6. Here's Lewis. He brings it up. He down low on the end by Killian Larson. Drives it left side. Good. Play there by Larson. Larson's starting to adjust to the bigger team. And out there, three ball on the right side goes down. Ray Murdoch, the 6'3" junior out of Phoenix. Murdoch. We're coming for you, Murdoch. 14-8. That's a little Rambo humor there, Josh. 14-20. Larson's got it under the hoop. The sky hook. No. Short. Man, that was sort of flat on the sky hook. I think you got to get a little more arc on that thing. But he's just lucky to get that thing off. And Larson's a big dude. But these guys are also pretty big. At 6'10", he's the biggest Penguin we've got. Down low, Jackson up and under, spinning off the backboard. Jackson now wants to argue with the referee. And the foul is called against C.J. Jackson. So Jackson with the ball, the offensive penalty. 14-8 with 14:01 to go. And another timeout is, no, not a timeout. I thought it was a timeout, but it was just a
sub in.
A sub in for Lewis is Al Flack. Shout out to Melbourne, Australia.
Also Fox Maholland right there from Tamil Pies.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Fox is in there along with Alistair. And now it's stolen away as the Penguins are passing it around by Ray Murdoch, who goes with a two-handed jam. Murdoch stole it away and pounds it home. Double-fisted, Josh. Ouch. 16-8. DU's getting killed in the first half. It's not a killing yet, but it's getting there. And if the Penguins could pull it together, well, it could be a lot better than that. But right now, this game is absolutely being dominated by Hawaii. And the foul is committed by Mike Helton. Xander McNally to the line. Try and stretch, decrease the lead that Hawaii Pacific has. This one's on the way. Missed it way short. Hawaii is just absolutely dominating this game. Josh.
Well, so far, so good for Hawaii Pacific. Pretty much, Stu, they've been able to dominate. They've been able to capitalize on DU's mistakes, especially with Murdoch right there coming up with the steal and then the dunk.
Yeah.
You know, DU's going to have to limit those type of mistakes. You got to play flawless against teams of this stature.
Now with the alley-oop, that one is popped up by Mike Helton, intended for C.J. Jackson, but Jackson kind of muffed it on the down. He wasn't able to oop. It went out of bounds off of one of the Penguins now, and Hawaii gets it. Inbounds, they get it over to Norman Wells, who buries a deuce from 18 feet. 13-19 to go. Penguins down, 19-8. Mike Wells, three ball, right side, good. Mike Wells! Play there from the comm, Major Wells.
Freshman of the year. I'm telling you, Stu, Mike Wells can step up and be that great player. And he's a great game manager, too, at the point guard position.
Yeah, Wells has really put on the weight the last couple of years. Now a junior, was a freshman of the year in the CalPAC League. Here's a soft runner from the left edge going up. Mike Helton, good. 12:50 to go. Penguins now on offense. 20-12, stolen away by Ray Murdoch, who takes it himself. This time, though, Murdoch mercifully does not slam it down. Murdoch just stole it away and scored two, left it at that. So the Penguins bring it up now, across the timeline, zigzagging across. McNally gets it down low, back outside from Fox. He gets it over to Ward. No. Penguins can't get the rebound either. Here's Murdoch. He brings it up. He's on the left edge. Murdoch spins 360. He's got Al Flack all over him. Flack just causing trouble, and a turnaround jumper by Helton is good. And the Penguins, oh, they got it off to Fox Mulholland. Right under the hoop. Mulholland was all alone. Hawaii Pacific is looking the other direction. Mulholland simply missed the easy shot. Here's the fake. Now the jumper by Helton. Good. No. Down by two. Oh, Wells tips it away, and Fox has it. He has it stripped away by C.J. Jackson. But Jackson, while he stripped it away for an instant, gave it right back. The D.U.'s have it. Now from the left side, here's Al Flack. He drives into the paint, and he's pushed away. And the foul is called against Jeff Ingram, the 6'4" senior. And with the timeout and analysis, here's my partner, Josh Johnson.
Well, one thing that Hawaii Pacific has been able to do to the Penguins is get them out of sync, limit the looks they like to get on offense and defense. On offensively, the Penguins have just haven't been able to get the ball into the hands of their great shooters to move around, especially the force down low. They need to attack the rim a little bit more, which they have made the effort to. But down low, they need their big men to be a little more beastly. And what I'm talking about is Killian Larson. He can step up and make the difference in this game if he's able to get down low. But he's got his hands full with C.J. Jackson. That's a lot to ask from the true freshman. But Killian has played great so far. He's been able to get back, and he's made some solid defensive plays for the Penguins. But right now, DU is just down. Hawaii Pacific, they've been able to get those great scores in transition as well. And Dominican's going to have to slow them down, get back on defense, and play smart, and keep pumping the tempo. If Dominican keeps up the tempo, Stu, I think they can come back in this one. If there's anything I know about this DU team, they can run with just about anybody out there in the Pac West. So they're going to have to keep hustling and keep working, Stu. It's going to be a tall order to score. It's 24-12, 11:38 left in the first half.
All right, Josh. Fans, our next broadcast will be Saturday night. Josh and I will be here. University of Hawaii at Hilo will be in the Conlin Center. Those games will be on the air, women 5:30, men 7:30. 24-12 is the score. First half action, 11:38 to go. Al Flack's got it out on the end line, right under the boot of the southern hoop. That's the one the Penguins are going after. Mike Wells has it now. At the top of the key between the circles. He gets it down low. Fox Mulholland thinks about it. Oh, he had an open man, but he didn't take it. Wells has got it. Almost a backcourt penalty, but he manages to save it. Low bounce pass. Al Flack works it into Fox Mulholland. Gets it over to Alex Ward. Good. 6'5" senior is Ward. Nice play there by the Penguins. Now that's ball work. 24-12. Check it. 24-14 after the deuce by Ward. 11:10 to go. Now on the hard side, oh, the Penguins have numbers. Oh, boy, these Hawaii guys really feel it in the open floor. They just absolutely have feel all over the place. Adrian Dendulk, a 6'9" sophomore out of Ripon. That's in the valley, Josh. He had the turnaround jumper after a perfect feed. Adrian Dendulk buries the deuce, 26-14, 10:52 to go. All right, fans, here we go.
Is that all right?
26-14. Here's the jumper. That's all I want to hear is yes. Austin Bryan, left wing, no good, a little bit deep. Now in transition. Oh, Austin Bryan with a tremendous rejection. What a great play by Bryan, Josh. You see him get the big hops there as Hawaii Pacific let one go. And Bryan pounds it out left-handed with the rejection move.
You got to love the great athletic play from Austin Bryant, the freshman from Wenatchee.
Penguins on defense now on the short end.
Hawaii, you know where Wenatchee's at, don't you,
Sue? It's my hometown.
It's your hometown. Shout out to Wenatchee. They told me if I don't say that, they're going to beat me up, Sue. Shout out to Wenatchee.
Me too. That's where all my relatives are. 10:38 to go. And my dog Spot. All right, fans, we're back underway. Norman Wells has got the ball for Hawaii Pacific. These guys are playing the Penguins very tough. DU's, oh, good play there by Al Flack. He dug it out, and it went out of bounds, but Flack not afraid to get in there against Cliff Hodge, a 6'4" senior out of Lemoore. I think that's a down on the five somewhere. And now the referees are breaking something up there. I'm not sure what was going on, Josh. except the DUs are playing some massive defense. How about that? That's all it was. Oh, quick inbounds off of Mike Wells. Was looking the other direction. Josh, did you see that play?
Saw that one,
too. Uh-oh, Wells didn't see it, and he brought it inbounds, bounced it off of Wells, and picked it up and tried to get the quick up and under, and everything except the shot going in. And Wells in and out after the Penguins recovered. Wells had a good look at it. Boy, oh, boy, did you see that? Josh, I've never seen that play in 10 years of basketball on the inbounds where they bounced it off of the guy right in front of him, and now the Penguins bury a three ball. Austin Bryant, right side. Good play. 26-17. So while Wells almost became the GOAT there, Josh, Hawaii Pacific could not make that trick play work. But, boy, it almost worked.
That stuff works on the playground a lot, Stu. It's hard to get away with it in a regulated game, but Hawaii Pacific has almost got away with it right there. Great job by Mike Wells being able to get the hustle and get the ball back off the rebound.
I don't even know if Wells knows what happened. Yeah, he knows what happened. He's talking to the guy who did it, but Wells was looking the other way on the short end, fans. In for the DUs now is Xavier Muldrow. Also, Tyler Sokol, who we haven't seen in weeks because Sokol's been hurt. But he's in there now, fans, in place of Al Flack and Alex Ward. So the first minutes in the NC2A for Sokol and Xavier Muldrow. Shout out to Muldrow's folks listening down south. 26-17, 9:24. Here's Muldrow. He's got it on the right wing. He passes it off, now to Austin Bryant. This game moving very quickly as Xavier's got it now. He points out the play. He goes to the low bounce pass. Penguins work it down low. Larson's got it. Off the glass? No. Too much. Down C.J. Johnson. 9:06 to go, fans. That Johnson is present. He is very much present. Here's a long jumper outside. Three ball goes off by Murdoch. No. Johnson with the rebound and the putback. 28-17, 8:52. Xavier Muldrow's got it out there on the right wing. Sokol, three ball. Long shot. Left edge? No. Xavier Muldrow with the rebound there, Josh, after it was tipped out, goes behind the back. Now they get over to McNally, goes top of the key. McNally, low bounce pass, no look, throws it away. And with the play-by-play, here's my partner, Josh Johnson.
Murdoch brings the ball up court for Hawaii Pacific. He drives in. Oh, he's swarmed by the DU defenders, and foul is called. Murdoch would now go to the line for the Sea Warriors as fouls against Killian Larson. Larson gave a little contact there, downloading the paint, and that's his first foul for Larson tonight. Larson from Puyallup, Washington. If I said it right, as Murdoch goes to the line, and Murdoch sporting full-grown beard. He's a man. He's 40. And he makes the first of his free throws,
29-17. I think you pronounced that town correctly. Isn't that your hometown? You ought to pronounce it correctly.
Yeah, it's not quite my hometown, but it's close enough. Murdoch buries the second one. The ball will be inbounded now by the Penguins. Xander McNally takes it up court for the DUs. McNally, a transfer from University of Denver. The D1 weapon, the stealing machine as he is on this D2 team that Dominican has now become. As Xavier Muldrow now has it. Passes up top to Austin Bryant. Austin Bryant shoots and he's fouled. And he'll go to the line. You never foul a jump shooter, and that is the big mistake for the night as they send Austin Bryant to the line.
The foul is committed by Norman Wells, but Bryant was fouled during a three-point play, Josh, a three-point shot, so he gets
three.
That's right.
30-7. The Sea Warriors are still up as Austin Bryant shoots his first. Oh, bounces in, bounces out.
That was in for a long time before it squirted out.
Looks like someone just drew the replay button off that one, but yeah. Austin Bryant will go ahead and try for his second. Bryant, the true freshman, had some great games this year, most notably against University of San Francisco, where he had, I think, about 30-plus points in that game. Great showing from the true freshman. Shoots another one, makes his second, makes his third, and Austin Bryant almost perfect at the line as the ball is brought up now by Hawaii Pacific. Steinhoff has it now. Steinhoff will go down low to Wells. Wells has it. He dribbles out. Tries to pull a long jumper. Doesn't quite get it. Bounces around. Oh, and Xavier Muldrow has it down low. Gets the rebound. Pushes it up court. Muldrow trying to figure out what he wants to do with it. Passes up top to Tyler Sokol. Sokol goes down low to Larson. Larson back again to Muldrow. Oh, just out of the hands of Muldrow. Goes out of bounds. 30-19. Media timeout here in the Collins Center. And the score is 30-19. DU is down by 11.
Fans, if you'd like to interact with us right now, you can do it on the AOL Instant Messenger. Our screen name is DUC Radio. DUC Radio, all lowercase, no spaces. DUC Radio on the AOL Instant Messenger. Keep them clean, please. They go straight to Josh. 7:45 to go, fans. 30-19. DU's creeping back. It was looking kind of sour early, but now the DUs are starting to adjust, Josh. This bigger, badder, faster, just a bigger team. I don't know how else to say it. These guys weigh more. They are much heavier, But each guy across the board seems bigger than our guy. That's what I'm trying to say.
You almost had it right there on the nose, too. They definitely size up a little better than the Penguins in terms of physicality right now. The Penguins are going against a very tough team. They're muscular. They're out here. They're tall. They're big. But that's what you're going to see in Division II. And sooner or later, we're going to have those players here at DU as well. But it's all a process. It's all trying to recruit. It's all getting your program ready to be successful on the Division II level. And that's what Dominican is trying to do right now, going against a very, very able, well-enabled Hawaii Pacific squad. But they've played great so far, and if you're in the area, you're missing a good one. You should come down here to the Collins Center as the Penguins will inbound the ball. It'll be inbounded by Xander McNally. McNally looks out to Austin Bryant. Austin Bryant holds it at the top of the arc, dishes it out to Muldrow. Muldrow dishes back to McNally again. McNally goes down low to Larson. Larson dishes up top to Muldrow. Muldrow dribbles through. Oh, with the easy layup. Oh, off the backboard. Doesn't quite get it to drop as Wells brings it up court for Hawaii Pacific. Wells brings it up. He dribbles and, oh, the travel is called. Carrying is called against Wells as the Penguins will have the ball again. On the east side of the court, Penguins will now bring it up as McNally dishes it down court to Muldrow. Muldrow has it. Xavier Muldrow dribbles in, dribbles out. This is to Tyler Sokol. Sokol has it. We'll give it back to Muldrow. Muldrow running the offense, deciding what he wants to do with it. Muldrow passes out to McNally. McNally drives in. Oh, dishes off. No look to Larson. Larson gets batted by Jackson. Jackson has it. Oh, it dishes down court to Murdoch. Murdoch and Austin Bryant get tangled up there. Ball goes out of bounds on Murdoch. And the Penguins will have a chance to inbound it again.
So
score
far,
still 30-19.
So far, Josh, the Penguins are shooting 37% from the field as compared to 55% for Hawaii. From the line, the Penguins are 50% versus 80%.
Good news there, Stu. Or good stats, I should say, the Penguins try to bring the ball up.
I don't know how good that news is.
No, it wasn't good news at all. It was good news because it's good stats, and the people at home need to know it.
Well,
that's why
you.
We'll call it good.
All right. Appreciate that.
As on the inbound, Tyler Sokol was fouled down underneath the rim for the attempted shot, and he'll go to the line for the Penguins. Score is still 30-19, about 6 minutes left here in the first half, 6:52 to be exact. So almost 7 minutes. Sokol shoots the first, bounces off the tip of the rim.
Penguins' free throw percentage just went down a little bit, Josh.
definitely has, pinning that one. And Tyler Sokol shoots for the second one. Doesn't quite get it to drop. Ball is rebounded by Jackson. Jackson will dish it off, bring it up court. Wells has it again for the Sea Warriors. Wells has it. Oh, it bounces off the hands of Xander McNally. But, oh, the Sea Warriors get it again. Murdoch dishes out front, shoots the long jumper, and that's only two, 32-19.
That was a long ball, too. It looked like three.
Looked like three. He might have had his heels right there on the line, but not quite the three as the ball is brought up again by the Penguins. Penguins dish it out top to Larson. Larson has it. He'll go to McNally. McNally's dribbling around, willing and dealing, trying to figure out what he wants to do with it. He'll dish down low to Bryant. Oh, just out of the reach of Austin Bryant. Goes out of bounds, 32-19, and the Penguins are just not in sync yet.
Yeah, I think it's the duty of the defense of the other team to throw the offense off their rhythm. So by saying that they're not in sync, that's very well said, because I think that the Hawaii team is doing just what they're supposed to do, and that is keep the Penguins guessing, keep them out of rhythm, no sync.
Right you are, Stu, as Fox Maholan and Alex Ward come in for the Penguins. It's Hawaii Pacific will have it. They're dribbling at the top of the Murdoch has it at the top of the arc. He's dribbling down. He goes to Wells. Wells has it. He's bouncing around, covered tightly by Fox Maholand. They go down to Jackson. Jackson, the big imposing figure. Oh, digs down, tries to get the hop step. Doesn't quite get it. He's fouled by Alex Ward, I believe. Yes, Alex Ward will be credited with the foul on that one. And Jackson will go to the line for the Warriors.
Josh, how was that stutter step not a walk?
Well, he went ahead with the hop step, Stu. It looked like he bounced it once.
Yeah.
Came up, tried to pull the little hop step, but didn't quite get it to go. And it almost was a walk if Alex Ward had not ran into him, as Jackson will go to the line. He'll shoot for the Warriors. He makes the first one.
This Jackson, here's the difference, Josh. In years past, you get a big guy like Jackson in there in the NAIA, the guy couldn't shoot. Jackson is a perfect example of a big man who's got beautiful touch.
Oh,
he's
good
got
touch.
All the whole game, total package with this Jackson.
Jackson makes the first but misses the second as the ball is rebounded by Xander McNally. McNally brings it up, ooh, crosses him over. McNally goes down low to Brian. Oh. Brian, oh, looked like he attempted the dunk. Was thinking about it, decided to settle for the layup, didn't drop. As the ball is brought down court by Murdoch for Hawaii Pacific, Murdoch drives in, bounces off. Jackson tries to put up again. Jackson bounces off again, rebounded by McNally. McNally dishes down low to Ward. Ward has it again at the top of the key. Goes down to Xander McNally. McNally tries to do the reverse, bumps into the hands of Wells. And it'll go out of bounds as McNally will go ahead and inbound. And Xander McNally's a little all over the place. He's trying to make things happen. He's every time he drives into the paint, he's getting fouled. As he goes down two, ball is inbounded by the Penguins, and Alex Ward will have it. Ward will go out to McNally. McNally can go down low to Maholand. Maholand with the turnaround jumper, but play is stopped. They call a foul against Hawaii Pacific.
These Hawaii guys are just up on their feet the whole time, and Coach Salito is very animated. He is really a character, and I like watching this guy. He's called some great plays, but I love how he keeps his players pumped.
And Fox Maholand goes ahead, shoots the first one, misses wide right, just off the right side of the rim. And coming in now for the Penguins is Brett Poncha.
You are a diplomatic guy, you know that? I love the way you call.
But
basketball.
I'm even all the way across.
Very good.
I'm even all the way across.
Very good.
Maholand attempts the second one and makes the second one.
You are doing a great job.
And the ball will be inbounded by the
Sea Wolves. You have got a big future, I'm telling you. Really, you are something else. Here we go, fans.
Murdoch will have it. He's dribbling up top. He's playing at the one. He goes down low to Hodge. Hodge has it again. He dishes back up to Murdoch, and it's knocked out of bounds. Right out of the hands of Murdoch by Mark Lewis, the sensational sophomore from Canyon Country, as Murdoch will inbound it again for the DUs. Murdoch gives it to Helton. Helton has it. He's dribbling up top. He puts some moves on Xander McNally, but Xander stays strong. Gives it up top back again to Steinhoff. Steinhoff goes down low to Jackson. Jackson up again to Dindolt. Dindolt misses. It's rebounded by Alex Ward. As Ward gives it up to McNally. McNally gives it back to Ward. Ward drives in. Oh, and he's fouled on the layup. Ward had the fast break, tried to get the points in transition, was fouled up on his way to the rim, and he'll go to the line for the Penguins.
The Penguins have really stepped up the level of aggressive play here, Josh. I think playing the bigger, batter team for the last 15 minutes, and they've had no choice but to do just that.
Oh, it's almost necessary. You got to do it.
No! What?
Alex Ward goes to the line, and he misses Ryder White just like Maholand did on the previous free throw for the Dominicans.
Two in a row?
And Ward will shoot his second. And the second one bounces off the tip of the rim. DU just not in sync as the ball is rebounded by Mark Lewis. Mark Lewis drives in, is called for the charge. And Hawaii Pacific will have the ball to inbound it. No shot. 33-20, 4:38. And that was not Lewis. That was Poncha on that one. Brett Poncha was called for the off-ball foul.
No, Poncha's entered the game. It was on
Lewis. And that one will be inbounded now by Hawaii Pacific.
Yeah, the Penguins have just stepped up their aggro, and I like it. However, I think it's you know, they're getting a little winded, I think, and that might be the reason these guys are having trouble at the free throw line, Josh, is by the time they get there, they've just had to fight so hard just to get there.
Right,
this is not the Cal Pack, We're not in Kansas anymore, Josh.
Not in Kansas at all. As Jackson holds it at the top of the arc. He dishes down low to Murdoch. Murdoch pulls up for the three. Oh, a little short. As the ball is rebounded by Brett Poncha. Poncha dishes it off to McNally. McNally will dish down low to Mulholland. And not an ill-advised pass from McNally as it was intercepted by Jackson on that one. As Helton will pull up for the long jumper on the transition. Make it. 35-20, Hawaii Pacific still leading as Mark Lewis now has it.
Good play there by Helton from the right wing, Josh. Just softly. You know, these guys can be so tough and then all of a sudden turn on that deft little soft touch when they need it.
Right you are. Ells, the ball's dished down low to Mulholland. Mulholland dishes down low to Poncha, and Brett Poncha gets the easy layup as Brett Poncha dives on the ball once again as it's loose, calls the timeout. And now it'll be timeout Penguins. Great, great heads-up play by Brett Poncha. Two plays in a row by Poncha, 35-22, 3:34 left here in the first half. It's been a little one-sided, but the Penguins are starting to show signs of life. Great play from their role players coming off the bench like Brett Poncha.
Yeah, I'll go with you on that one. Poncha was great on that, and you notice how he dove on the ball. It was a loose ball. It was about to go out of bounds, so he dove on it and called the quick tee, Josh.
My only question is, how did Poncha get from under the rim after scoring to almost at half court to dive on that ball?
Yeah, I don't know. He was working pretty hard there. I mean, when you get in these games, if you're not a starter, you got to make the most out of your minutes, you know? And he and Poncha's doing just that.
No doubt about it. Brett Poncha here, a lot of good things from him, from the coaches all the time. 35-22. DU is trying to climb back in this one as they're down by a few versus the Hawaii Pacific Sea Warriors. Hawaii Pacific, if I were to tell you they were big, it'd be an understatement. As Anna McNally is going to inbound the ball for the Penguins versus the very big Hawaii Pacific. I don't know if there is a Hawaii State University. Check that out.
Rainbows.
The Rainbow Warriors. Are they calling the Rainbow Warriors?
No, they used to call them the Rainbows. I got to think of what they call them now.
Now they're just the Warriors. As Fox Mulholland holds it at the top of the arc and dishes off to Mark Lewis. Mark Lewis decides what he's going to do with it. Spin move off the back of the defender. Oh, gives it to Poncha. Poncha gives it up to McNally. McNally drives in. He sees the open look. Dishes out top to Mulholland. Mulholland pulls a long jumper. Gets it! But it was only a 35-24. 3 minutes left on the clock as DU's trying to climb back into this one. They come within 11 as Murdoch is willing to deal. He dribbles down. I swore he would have traveled, but went up and they call the foul on Ward, who didn't seem to have much contact, if any, on Murdoch. And that was not a great call. And the timeout is called by Hawaii Pacific. Murdoch was willing to deal, went between the legs, tried to hop step. Ward went and got all ball. It was clear as day. Stevie Wonder even saw that one, Stu. And they call it against Ward. So
that
now
must have
Murdoch,
been really very obvious.
It was completely obvious from my point of view. 35-24, 2:55 here on the clock.
Tagging station and everything.
And Dominican is trying to come back. We're here on radio.dominican.edu, where our team is the communications department and our head coach is Melba Bills. You can always tune in to us on radio.dominican.edu. Stay tuned for advertising for our next semester's worth of student programming. You're going to have a lot of great shows coming at you every semester.
Yeah, early February. All the new student programming kicks off in early February. I just got the roster today, Josh, in fact, for the new batch of DJs coming into the radio program.
Am I on it? I must be on it.
Well, I didn't see your name. Honestly, your name was not on it, but that could be because maybe I just got the roster of the new people.
Maybe that's so. Yeah. I better be on the roster. I would think I was one of the role players.
Well, you should be.
By now.
You're an important component to the program here. 2:55 to go, fans. Here's Josh.
No doubt about it, as Murdoch will go to make the first of his two free throws and misses the first. Murdoch sporting a different type of hairdo and the beard tonight. That's all we'll say about that. Murdoch goes ahead and makes the second one.
Has he got a ponytail? I can't really tell what that is.
I have no idea what that is.
All right.
A fashion statement, though. You know, we see them all the time. It's his fashion statement. Go
ahead,
Murdoch.
You know, he's so good, no matter what he does, I'm going to go with it.
And as the ball is brought up court, McNally dished it off to Poncha. Poncha pulled the shot, but they call it on Poncha, I believe. That one goes against the Penguins. Not too sure what the call was on that one. It might have been a travel. Panchamaya taking a little extra step there as Helton will bring it up court now for the Warriors. Helton will go down to Murdoch.
The Dominicans cannot afford to give away too many of these, Josh.
Oh, you can't give away possessions at all. Do you need to have the ball in their hands as much as possible as Jackson is able to drive through, gets the hop step, gets the layup, 38-24.
Boy, that guy is wreaking havoc on the Penguins tonight. That Jackson is dominating.
C.J. Jackson. Offensively, he has been a terror for the Penguins as the ball is inbounded. And the Penguins have it. Xander McNally will have it. He'll be willing Dylan down low. He'll dish it off to Alex Ward. Ward will drive in, draw the contact, and they'll call the charging against Alex Ward. And the Penguins are definitely not happy about that. Coach Brett Poncha is up on his feet as Killian Larson, the true freshman from Puyallup, Washington, comes in for Fox Mulholland. And Tyler Sokol as well gets ready to come in. The 2 6'10" guys here from Washington.
Josh, the Penguins free throw shooting has gone down to 33%, while the Hawaii's has also gone down to 71.
Not good news.
Hawaii's was at 80 and dropped down to 71. The D's was holding strong at 50, but then dropped quite a bit.
Off that inbound, C.J. Jackson tried to drive in, traveled a little bit, and now DU have the ball again as Xander McNally, the point guard, will bring it up court for the Penguins. 2 minutes left on the clock, 38-24. Still the score here as Tyler Sokol attempts the three-pointer, doesn't quite get it, bounces off the front of the rim as Murdoch brings it up again for the Warriors. Murdoch brings it up again for the Sea Warriors, dishes out to Helton. Helton can shoot the three. Oh, and misses it. This ball is inbound again by Steinhoff. Steinhoff goes into Helton. Helton drives in, hop step, gets it to drop, 40-24, 1:35 here on the clock.
That was a great save by HPU and then a great subsequent move to get the two.
That was Steinhoff with a great save on that one as the DUs bring it up court and the ball will go down to Larson. Larson will dish it out to Mark Lewis. Lewis will have it and he'll give it back up top to Xander McNally. Xander McNally is trying to do some clock management right now. Mark Lewis will have it again. Lewis starting to get a lot of starting minutes here. Has played great this season. Lewis dribbles around, pulls the jumper. Short. The long two was short as is rebounded by Helton. Helton brings it up now for the DUs. And he'll give it to Hodge. Hodge will pass back to Helton. Helton has it. He's willing. Dylan dribbling around. Goes behind the back. Oh, a little bit. And I thought that definitely would have been a travel on Helton, but they don't call it. Helton has it. He fumbled around with the ball there for a little bit. Helton dribbles in. Oh, pulls up for the jumper, drops it. 42-24, 44 seconds left here on the clock.
That was a nice arc on that shot after, well, I thought he traveled with it too. It seemed like he couldn't decide whether to go between the legs or behind the back.
And just when you're explaining yourself, Stu, down came Xander McNally, tossed down low to Killian Larson. Larson was able to get the jumper. The turnaround layup, 42-26. 28.4 left here on the clock. Timeout, Hawaii Pacific.
All right, fans, this timeout is brought to you by Best Buy in Marin City, Extreme Pizza in San Rafael, Citibank on 4th and Heatherton in San Rafael, and Pasta Pomodoro in the Montecito Plaza. Citibank, Best Buy, Extreme Pizza, and Pasta Pomodoro, proud sponsors of DU Athletics. This game brought to you by the Communications Department here at Dominican University of California, where our head coach is Melba Beal. Stuart Horn and Josh Johnson, your DU broadcasters for tonight's game. 28 seconds to go, 42-26. Here's Josh.
So the score is 42-26, 28 left to go, and the DU Penguins are trying to claw back in this one, but Hawaii Pacific is holding a very commanding lead right now. The Penguins are just trying to find some momentum as Brett Poncha drives in to break up the pass. Oh, Poncha almost had the steal. But Steinhoff will have it as he's guarded closely by Poncha. Brett Poncha playing tenacious defense tonight. He's making all, all of his minutes count as Mark Lewis guards Murdoch. Murdoch dribbles, crosses over. Oh, and it's blocked by Larson. Larson knocked out of bounds off of the hands of Hawaii Pacific. Hawaii Pacific was the last one to touch it, so the ball will be inbounded in by the Penguins. 3 seconds left on the clock, 42-26. McNally has it. He's pushing it down low. He's probably going to pull up for the last second shot. Gets it. Oh, goes in and out. Doesn't quite drop. 42-26, and it's halftime right now as the DU Penguins are struggling against Hawaii Pacific University. who is showing some great stature and using their size to their advantage and their shooters to their advantage as well. This is a team that likes to score in air, proving it here. As Dominican University trails going into the half, 42-26. You're here with Stuart Horn and Josh Johnson, only on radio.dominican.edu, the radio home of the Penguins. We'll come back at you with the halftime extravaganza, which is all the statistics and news about DU sports during this halftime. That will be me, Josh Johnson, with all those great statistics and the halftime extravaganza, only here on radio.dominican.edu. What's happening, sports fans? Hope you enjoyed that little bit of Stevie Wonder in our break here on radio.dominican.edu. Once again, bringing back, if you're just tuning in, the men's basketball matchup between the DU Penguins and the Sea Warriors of Hawaii Pacific University. Coming to you with the play-by-play will be me and Stuart Horn. We'll be going back and forth, switching off. We're going to bring you a great game here, though, as the score is 42-26. In the second half, the Penguins went in. Ended the first half on a sour note, not really doing what they wanted to do, not establishing any type of dominance. They're going to try and correct that here in the second half as Helton now has the ball off the inbounds for the Sea Warriors. The Sea Warriors get up top to Helton again. Helton's on the shoot. He passes down low. Oh, and it's stolen away by Xander McNally. McNally pushes the tempo. Now he's pushing up court. He's looking for Alex Ward. He doesn't quite get him. Tosses down low under the rim to Mark Lewis. And, oh, Lewis fumbles the ball out of his hands. As Murdoch takes it up court for the Sea Warriors, Murdoch takes it all by himself, drives in, jumps up, gets the easy tip-in layup, 44-26 now.
You know, everything about that play to Lewis worked well, the no-look pass and everything, except Lewis just didn't know it was coming because nobody was looking at him. So he didn't expect it.
That's what happens when you're 9-6, Stu. You got to all be on the same page as Killian Larson gets the turnaround jumper for the DUs. And Murdoch now brings it up court, passes out to Helton. Helton shoots the long three, misses, is rebounded by Bryant. Austin Bryant, the true freshman from Wenatchee, carries it up court. And they'll slow it down now. They'll pass it up top to Xander McNally. McNally's running the offense, has the fingers up, trying to get the play right, gives it off to Austin Bryant. Austin Bryant drives in, gives it out to Ward. Ward gives it up again to McNally. McNally goes up top to Bryant. Bryant pulls the trigger. Oh, a little short there on the three ball. And whistles blow. And it's called against the Penguins as the ball will now be inbounded by the foul will go against Killian Larson.
You see C.J. Jackson put the big arm up there to pull in the rebound there, Josh, before it went out of bounds. But Jackson's so dominant. He just throws that great big arm up there. What a luxury to have a player like that on your team.
Oh, you definitely love those players on your team. They make the coach's job so much easier when it comes to managing the game on the court. And Helton now brings the ball up from the DUs. He got the inbound from Ingram. Ingram dishes back to Ingram. Ingram shoots the three. Oh, in and out like a fast food restaurant as Helton has it again. He drives the paint, tries to go around Austin Bryant. And he's fouled as he runs and gets the contact from Austin Bryant.
I'll take a small fries and a Coke.
You like that one, don't you, Stu?
That was good.
44-28. 18-26 left here on the clock as Mike Helton goes to the line, the senior from El Paso, Texas. Mark Helton, he has quite a good stroke there on the ball, Stu. Killed the Penguins with the three ball. First shot of the game, and Helton makes his first. Such great athletic players on this team. We have Helton, you got Norman Wells, you got C.J. Jackson. Just athletes among athletes as Helton makes his second, and the score is now 46-28 as the Penguins try to bring it up court, and Xander McNally has it. He gives it out to Austin Bryant. Austin Bryant is dangerous from the arc. Austin Bryant has it. He pulls up for the short jumper. Oh, off the rim again. Penguins just can't get anything to fall. It's like there's a lid on the rim tonight, Stu. 28-46. DU still down. Murdoch carries the ball up court. Passes out to Wells. Wells will drive in. Oh, and they call carrying on Wells. And the Penguins will now inbound it off of the carry from Wells, and the score is still 46-28, 18:03 left here in the second half, and it's just started. Alex Ward will inbound it, senior from Redding, California, gives it off to Xander McNally, who lives right here in the city, neighboring San Francisco, as the natives call it, the city. Some call it San Fran, some call it Frisco, but we know it as the city, as Mark Lewis has it, and he's dribbling the ball up top the arc. He's covered closely by Ingram. Ingram has it. Oh, no. Mark Lewis still has the ball. Passes out It's awesome, Brian. Brian has it. He'll dish it back to McNally. McNally drives in, tries to go up, gets the rebound. Oh, the reverse layup. Xander McNally, the beautiful show of athleticism, 30-46. And the Penguins are trying to come back, but they're still down by 16. As Helton has it down, he dishes inside to Jackson. Jackson turns around, tries to get the layup against Larson, and then call Larson for the foul. And as Larson's third, he's starting to get in a little trouble. Larson better be careful down there defending Jackson, and Jackson will go to the line for the Penguins. Jackson, the big man, showed that he can shoot from the line. Jackson shoots, and the first one bounces in and bounces out as Mark Lewis will be leaving the game right now for the Penguins, and in will be Alistair Flack, the senior graphic design major from Melbourne, Australia. Shout out to Melbourne. Alistair Flack going his fourth year as a DU Penguin as Jackson makes the second free throw, and Xander McNally will take it up court now for the Penguins. McNally dishes down low to Brian. Awesome Brian is getting so much minutes as a true freshman. Him and Larson both as McNally has it. He dribbles down low. Oh, dishes inside to Larson. Larson goes up. Gets the easy layup off of the no-look pass from Xander McNally, 32-47. The Penguins are fighting back. As Norman Wells has it, goes down low to, oh, Jackson. Jackson goes up and gets the tip in off of Larson. Jackson turned around, has back toward Lawson. Drops in the layup, 49-32, 16, 50 seconds left here on the clock as Xander McNally tries to go down low. Austin Bryant drives in, is rejected by Jackson. Jackson dishes it back in transition, carries it down court. Shot is taken by Helton. Helton dishes it, gets the rebound as Wells. Wells gets the rebound, shoots it, makes it for the long two. 51-32, 16 and a half minutes left. And Hawaii Pacific is still pushing, still forcing the issue as DU has it. Alistair Flack has it. He always swarmed by defenders, Murdoch and Jackson. Jackson with the steal. Murdoch will get it. Oh, Murdoch dishes down low to Helton. Helton will drive in, get the easy layup. Timeout's called by the Penguins. 53-32, 16-13 left here on the clock. And Coach Brett Tavani is not pleased. He's scratching the forehead, and he is not happy with the Penguins. 53-32. And 16-13 left on the clock here. Hawaii Pacific couldn't be more than happy. And the Penguins couldn't be more than upset as they're trying to get things together and rally the troops here. 16-13, time is starting to become an effect here in this game as the Penguins need to climb back. You don't want to start the second half the way you finished the first. 53-32 here on radio.dominican.edu, where our team is the communications department here at Dominican University, and our head coach is Melba Beals. Don't forget to check us out on http://radio.dominican.edu. No www. needed. Also, you can check out more of Penguins Athletics at www.dominicanathletics.com. You can also follow them on Twitter on www.twitter.com/DominicanSports and Facebook on facebook.com/DominicanAthletics. And we are broadcasting live from radio.dominican.edu. Stuart Horn and Josh Johnson bringing you this great game action, 53-32. The Penguins are trailing, and trailing is an understatement because they've been trailing all game. It's about 16-13 left here on the clock as Tyler Sokol now is in the game for Killian Larson. Sokol, the other twin tower, as we call them here on campus, from Washington, as McNally has the ball, dishes down low to Ward. Ward goes down low to Flack. Flack tries to turn around, dishes it to Ward, but the whistle is blown. And it'll be off-ball foul on Dominican as Ingram will now inbound it to Wells. Wells has it for Hawaii Pacific, and he's going up court, and he's guarded tightly by Alex Ward. Alex Ward has it. Oh, and Alex Ward comes away with the steal. Gives it off to McNally. McNally dishes down low to Flack. Alistair Flack is able to drop it. Gets the layup, 53-34.
Shout out to Melbourne and Flack for two. Alistair play there Flack. By Al.
Alistair Flack, great, great athleticism as Ingram now has it for Hawaii Pacific. Ingram has it. Oh, gives it to Wells. Wells dishes down low to Den Dolk. And Den Dolk is able to drop the easy points, 55-34. And Dominican is down by 21. Can't believe it. Here is Tyler Sokol has it at the top of the key. Uses it to Alistair Flack. Alistair Flack drives in. This is down low to McNally. McNally goes with the reverse layup. Oh, in and out. And McNally just can't get anything to fall tonight. As Murdoch has it and brings it up court. Gives it out to Ingram. Ingram shoots the three. Oh, misses it. Oh, it's tipped around by a few players. Oh, snatched down by Alex Ward. Oh, and it's stolen away by Wills. Wills is stolen right out of the hands of Xander McNally. Ward it passed to McNally. And Will snatched it right out of his hands to go ahead and get the easy layup. And I believe it should be 57-34, yes? And I was a little bit ahead of the scoreboard table, but they got it right. As Mike Wells will get ready to go in for the Penguins after the timeout is called. 57-34, Stu, and it's not looking nice. It's looking just like the women's game previously, as the Penguins are just not finding an answer.
Well, I don't know. You know, Josh, the Penguins are playing nicely. You said it a minute ago. How can they be down by 21? They're playing great.
Well, they're they're playing nicely, but they're not playing nice enough.
They're not playing up to the great play of Hawaii. I mean, Hawaii's firing on all cylinders. All the plays that they're calling seem to be working. I wouldn't say they're playing extraordinarily well, but they are playing very well. Made a long trip yesterday. They play Academy of Art Thursday, then they play Notre Dame on Saturday. So tonight's their first game of this road trip, and they're playing great. They're just playing NC2A Division II basketball, and the Penguins are going to have to grow into it. DU's playing very well tonight. I will give them that. It's not like they're not making a bunch of mistakes. Not like they're making mistakes. They're playing great. However, they want to play with the big boys. They want to play D2 ball. This is what it's about. You play a good game, and you're down by 21. It's even more than that now. It's 23. 57-34. DU's are going to have to step up, but this is the first step. You got to play well, and they are playing well. I'd say for the first night in the Division II NC2A, very happy with the fact the Penguins are playing some good basketball tonight. Like to see them ahead. Like to see them win. That'll come.
The Penguins just seem to be outmatching this game. Not something we see a whole lot here from the Penguins, who've had great games versus Division I opponents such as Santa Clara and USF, as Norman Wells shoots his free throw, misses his rebound, and is tried to put up again by Helton. Helton doesn't quite get his rebound by McNally. McNally will bring it up court for the Penguins. The Penguins are running around trying to get offense going here. McNally's trying to get something going for the DU Penguins as he gives it up to Alistair Flack. Flack passes back out to Mike Wells. They got three guards on the floor right now for the Penguins as Xander McNally drives in, tries to get the reverse layup. That one drops. 36-57. To 36 right now. Penguins are still trailing. 14:23 left here on the clock. As Ingram has the ball up top of the arc for Hawaii Pacific. Ingram has it, passes down one over to Wells. Wells will have it, he's sitting there. Oh, and then Dolk tries to take a baseline, but doesn't get it. The basket is called off. And the ball will. The ball will be inbounded by Hawaii Pacific. We had a little confusion there on that play. Tyler Sokol was credited with the foul as Austin Bryant and Fox Mulholland come in for Tyler Sokol and Xander McNally. Murdoch will inbound it, and they call an off-ball foul again against Norman Wells. Norman Wells, the junior forward from Madison. I believe that says Indianapolis. I might be wrong there, Stu. As the Penguins will get it. Still 57-36. Alistair Flack brings the ball up for the Penguins. He gives it Austin Bryant. Bryant goes down low to Wells. Mike Wells sitting at the top of the key, trying to figure out what's going on, trying to run an offense for the Penguins. Dishes down low to Alistair Flack. Flack goes out to Mulholland. Mulholland goes up for the shot, has the ball knocked out of his hands. And they call the foul against Ingram. Ingram looked to have the clear steal. And he was staring at the promised land, Stu. He was all up court by himself. And Mulholland will go to the line as Ingram almost had a clear steal, but got a bit of the arm on that one. 57-36. And Fox Mulholland from Tamil Pius will go to the line. Tamil Pius is just up the road, isn't it, Stu?
Right there in Mill Valley.
Right there in Mill Valley. And Fox Mulholland goes ahead and drops the first one, 57-37. Mulholland shoots again, and second one goes out as it's rebounded by Helton. Hilton takes it up court for the Sea Warriors. Hilton having a great game this evening. It's quite the role player out there for the Sea Warriors as Ingram has it at the top of the key. Ingram's dribbling around. This is down low to Murdoch. Murdoch has been dangerous today. Murdoch dishes out to Dindolt. Dindolt with the long jumper. Oh, misses his rebounded by Maholan. Maholan has it, and he'll give it up to Wells. Wells will give it up to Ward. Ward will have it, and he'll give it back to Flack. Flack will dribble at the top of the key, and he's just going to run the offense. Auster Flack, the senior, passes it out to Austin Bryant. Austin Bryant pulls the trigger from the arc, 57-40, Austin Bryant.
What a play from Bryant to buckle and bury it.
Oh, and Austin Bryant comes away with the steal just on a transition. Bryant goes up, gets the easy layup, 57-42, Austin Bryant. Back-to-back great plays from the true freshman.
That's a couple of great plays out of Bryant. Very heads up on the D after burying the long tray ball.
This kid is a terror as a freshman. I can't even imagine what he's going to be like as a senior here, Stu.
Good job recruiting Tavani.
No doubt about it. As Ingram has the ball, passes down low to Dindolt. Dindolt gets wrapped up there with the travel. Dindolt try to move around there, move the foot a little too much. Traveled and the score still 57-42, 12, 39 left here in the second half. And if the Penguins are going to do anything, they got to do it right now. This would be the opportunity. They're drawing close here as Mike Wells has the ball at the top of the key for the Penguins. He's guarded closer by Felton. Felton goes down low to Alistair Flatt. Alistair Flatt pulls a long jumper. Oh! The pass from Wells was perfect to Alistair Flatt. Al Flatt couldn't get the shot to drop as Hilton now has it. This is up top to Murdoch. Murdoch has it to Dindolt, who pulls a long three. In and out like a fast food restaurant. Dindolt doesn't get it to drop. Alistair Flatt will have the rebound, and he'll carry it up court for the Penguins. Takes it across the timeline, and he's slowing it up right now, trying to run the offense for the DU Penguins. Comes off the screen of Fox Maholan. Oh, and Alistair Flack is trapped up again. Dishes it off to Austin Bryant. Bryant gives it back to Flack. Flack sits at the top of the key again, calls another play. Mike Wells will now have it, the former freshman of the year. Dishes up top to Alistair Flack. 9 seconds on the shot clock, 7 on the shot clock, and Alistair Flack drives in. And they call, he gets the basket to drop.
No.
They call it against, no, they will not count the basket. They call it against Hawaii Pacific.
He was on his way to the hoop there on the right-handed baseline, Josh, and the whistle happened at that point before he let the ball go. So they waved it off. The Penguins will get the ball, though, at the end of this timeout.
57-42, timeout is called. 11:45 left here on the clock. And the DU Penguins are just trying to claw back in this one. 42-57. They haven't been this close since the first half. It's going to be a tall order, but Dominican can pull it out. Hawaii Pacific starting to show a little gas on their side.
Yeah, I would agree with that. The Penguins are not being as manhandled nearly as much as they were in the first half. And the Penguins are right there now.
They're slowly but surely piecing something together.
Yeah,
you know,
I would agree.
Good little plays from Austin Bryant. Definitely helped the Penguins in that one. Also, Mike Wells, Alistair Flack moving the ball around. They got all their guards on the court. They're showing some speed to a little bit of the brawn that they faced in the first half. They try to match up with Hawaii Pacific, you know, pound for pound, muscle for muscle. But now they've kind of put their faster guys out there. They got three guards on the court. They had Alistair Flack at one point on the court. They had Alistair Flack, Xander McNally, and Mike Wells. Three very small, agile, fast guys. And now they substituted out Xander McNally for Austin Bryant, and Bryant has just showed up big for the Penguins since he's into the game here in the second half. Score is still 57-42, 11:45 left. DU only has five fouls in the second half, and Hawaii Pacific with three. Alistair Flack will inbound it now. He gives it to Alex Ward, who's now into the game for the Penguins. Ward has it. Oh, and the ball will go out again to Austin Bryant. Austin Bryant dishes down low to Fox Maholan. Fox Maholan goes up the shot, and they call the foul against Steinhoff. Steinhoff seemed to hit the hand of Fox Maholan, and Maholan will go to the line yet again. Now, free throws at this point in the game, Stu, are crucial, especially when you're clawing back from a huge deficit.
You're absolutely right. If they weren't important before, they're more important than ever now.
No
first
doubt
one
about
goes.
It, as Fox Maholan makes his first, 57-43. Holland shoots again and makes the second. 57-44 now as the Penguins claw ever so closer. Oh, and Alistair Flatt with the attempt, still doesn't quite get it. Murdoch had a heads-up play on that one. Murdoch dribbles down court. He's so agile here for Hawaii Pacific. And Murdoch drives in, tries to get the little jump in midair with the hop step, but doesn't quite get it. He'll go to the line. He'll be fouled by Austin Bryant. That's Austin's second foul of the evening.
Murdoch is one of those luxury players, kind of like C.J. Jackson. Jackson, the big man. Murdoch, just so agile, as you mentioned, Josh. That guy has got moves that won't quit. He's a shooter, too.
Oh, he's an athlete. He's a definite
right.
athlete.
Yep. He is a luxury player. He's one of those guys, Josh, that you always say makes the coach look good. And you're not kidding. He's that good.
Yes, sir. 58-59 now, 44, as Murdoch makes both of his free throws. His ball now go to Alistair Flatt. Alistair Flatt brings it up for the DU's. Alistair Flatt with he was left all alone there in the paint. Got the high jump up, missed the layup. 59-44. As Helton drives it in transition for Hawaii Pacific, goes up, gets fouled by Mike Wells, and the point drops and one for Helton, and they'll have the three-point opportunity.
Josh, can you imagine Helton with that up and under? That was such an athletic move baseline. That's the kind of play you don't see in the Cal Pack, but we probably will see a lot of it in the Pac West.
I'm telling you, Stu. Pac West is a whole new game in Division II NCAA. It's no joke.
That
whatsoever.
Was the difference between Pee Wee League and your major leagues. You know what I'm saying?
I get
that
you.
That was a play and a half right there out of Helton.
I got you, Stu, as Mike Wells carries the ball up here and passes down to Alex Ward, who now drives it baseline. Turnaround jumper. Oh, doesn't quite get it against Jackson. Jackson had great defense on that one as Wells carries it up court now for Hawaii Pacific. Wells has it. Oh, pulls up with the long jumper. Doesn't quite get it. And Wells will have it again for Hawaii Pacific.
I think Jackson tipped that thing out on that last play, Josh.
Yeah, Jackson did get the tip out, and Wells was able to grab the rebound as Murdoch now has it. Murdoch, he's a tough customer here for Hawaii Pacific. Great, great agility, great, great athleticism as Murdoch dribbles it down low. He passes it to Ingram. Ingram goes down low again to Jackson. Jackson goes in, hop set, but dishes it out to Wells. Wells dribbles under the rim, dishes out top to the perimeter to Ingram. Ingram pulls the jumper. Oh, doesn't quite get it. And oh! Ingram just tried to pull the jumper. Murdoch tried to go in for the alley-oop. Didn't get it to drop, but off the rebound, C.J. Jackson was able to get the layup. It's stolen away now as D.U. brings it up in transition. Stolen away by Helton. Helton is fouled by Alistair Flatt.
He was leaning into Flatt as he was running from the timeline, Josh. And then at this last second, he kind of pushed off of Flatt. They called the technical.
They're going to call the tech on Alistair Flack, and Al's not happy with that one. 64-44, and the Penguins are once again down by 2-0.
Yeah, Flack was leaning into him, but I'm surprised they called that a flagrant foul.
They called it flagrant. His helmet would go to the line.
Well, he held him, and as he went up, you know, Josh, it's kind of like an inadvertent face mask. He definitely ripped the head sideways on that face mask, did Al. He didn't mean to.
But you know what? Sometimes you just get them to go your way. You can't stand it when it happens to you, but sometimes they happen as Helton makes both of his free throws, and its score will now be 66-44. And 10 minutes left here. If anything happens, it needs to start happening now for the DU Penguins, because Hawaii Pacific has given them all they can handle tonight and then some.
That was a technical, though. It was not one of those kind of technical.
It wasn't too flagrant.
Well, no, and it wasn't done
maliciously.
That's right. Al didn't do it because he was mad. He did it inadvertently.
Right. As Helton puts the brakes on Austin Bryant, goes up, pulls the long jumper. Helton had the good crossover. Austin Bryant. Bryant was caught in position. Oh, but look at Bryant in transition. Goes up, and Bryant tries to lay it in. He clearly gets contact, but they don't call the foul. As Ingram now brings it down court. And the ball will have Murdoch. Murdoch has it. He dribbles it around, puts it up, misses it. But C.J. Jackson will go ahead.
Well, Jackson was right there in perfect position, Josh, waiting for that thing. Box out, finger roll, done. He finished it after the shot was missed.
Yes, he did, as the attempt to steal by Wells is all wrong. It doesn't quite get it. They dish out to Al Flatt. Al Flatt gets his bounce off the rim as he shoots from the corner. 47-70, Alistair Flack with his first three-pointer of the night. And Ingram now has it for the Sea Warriors. Ingram's dribbling, just running offense, doing some time management here, slowing it down. Ingram's driving it around. Oh, and they call a timeout. Hawaii Pacific will call a timeout. 70-47. Timeout. 9:06 left here on the clock, and the Penguins are down and down. 70-47. DU Penguins trying to come up with an answer. 9 minutes left. I think it's safe to say, Stu, something has to happen if you want to come back in this game.
70-47.
Right now, not like a minute ago, but right. Oh, actually, a minute ago, something needed to happen. And the Penguins have just been outmatched in this game. I mean, I have really no other answer for it.
No, that is the answer. It's a 23-point game with 9:07 to go. And the Penguins have been down all night. But, you know, they've run into the first of what's going to be a bunch of steamrollers as they enter the NC2A Division II in earnest tonight, the opening night of Division of Conference play. And this is just the first of a bunch of tough, tough games in conference that they're going to play. And you know what? These guys are going to learn a lot, Josh, over the next few months. The next 3 months are going to be gigantic in their education of basketball, because they're going to get to see a bunch of big players, a bunch of good players. They're going to be coached by coaches who, frankly, are going to be right there with Tavani. You know, when the Penguins are playing in the Cal Pack, other than one or two coaches, none of them could match up to Tavani. Tavani is as good as they get. But now, the Penguins are in a tough league. They're going to see good coaching, and they're going to see good players and good schemes.
No doubt about it. As the ball is inbounded by Wells, gives it to Murdoch. Murdoch has it. He'll dribble around, dishes it off to Wells again. Norman Wells from the Sea Warriors. Wells goes up to Ingram. Ingram will have it. And he calls for the screen from Jackson. Ingram dribbles in. Oh, dishes down low to Jackson. Jackson goes up, gets the easy layup. 72-47, and the rich get richer as Hawaii Pacific increases their lead. Xander McNally and Xavier Muldrow get to come in. Both of the XMs are getting ready to enter the game for the Penguins as Alistair Flack will have it in the corner for the DU Penguins. He'll dish up top to Mike Wells. Mike Wells will have it. He'll dribble down low. Passes it to Alex Ward. Ward goes up, dishes back again to Wells. Wells pulls the trigger, doesn't get it to drop. 72-47. Wells on an attempted three, didn't get it to drop. Norman Wells has it, dribbles. It's stolen away from Alex Ward, and Ward brings it down court. Dunks on the head of Murdoch.
That's a two-handed hammer jam, Josh. We don't get to see too many of those. And that was a little steam release, pressure valve play right there, the two-handed jam.
Alex Ward likes to throw it down whenever he can, and he definitely made Murdoch a piece of his highlight reel on that one, 72-49. As Murdoch gets
up,
Al Flack gets a little contact, draws from Murdoch. Murdoch tried to do the crossover, bumped into Al Flack. Flack slid back, and he goes ahead and pulls the contact, 72-49, and the Penguins will have the ball after this timeout from DU. And they are hustling. If you see them over here on my side, too, they are gassing a little bit. The Penguins are definitely trying to work hard, trying to claw their way back into this one. 7:45 on the clock. 72-49. And, well, it's been a little lopsided, Sue, to say the least. The Penguins have had a hard-fought battle, but, you know, they definitely have the effort. They're not playing poorly. They're just not playing good enough.
Well, we don't want to sit here and make excuses either.
Right,
the D's are playing well. Hawaii Pacific's just bigger and better. They're a better team.
They're a better team in this game, definitely no doubt about it.
But the Penguins are also playing great. And if you love Penguin basketball and you're here tonight watching this, you love it because you get to see the Penguins play at a higher level. And if you love the DUs, that's what you want to see. And for us, it's nice to watch them play. It'd be nice to watch them win, and it's going to happen down the road. Not tonight. 72-49. They're just getting outplayed. But that's okay. They're in the middle of a very sharp learning curve, and it's nice to watch. It really is. I mean, it's exciting to be here, part of the NC2A, in the very first game of conference play. And it'll be nice to watch them the entire season and watch the growth of this team with 7:45 to go. 72-49, radio.dominican.edu. All right, fans, here we go. 7:45 to go. Second half action, 72-49. Stuart Horn, Josh Johnson on the radio home of the Penguins. Here we go. Ball's back in play. And very quickly, Austin Bryan with the pass from Mulholland. The assist by Fox Mulholland. Bryan cans a two. 72-51. Penguins doing everything they can to hang in there. Wells for HPU. They get it down low to C.J. Jackson. Traveling, bucket waved off. Jackson spun 270. And was called, dragging his feet. 7:09 to go, fans. Second half action, 72-51. Penguins with the ball after the travel by Jackson. Jackson's been pretty tough on the DUs tonight. Penguins now get it back inside. McNally drives in over to Xavier Muldrow, who hands it away. Muldrow just muffed it away off of his left foot into the hands of C.J. Jackson. Inside of 7 minutes now, fans. Penguins on defense. They got to keep it strong. Three-pointer by Mike Helton, the 6'6" senior out of El Paso, Texas. From the left wing, Helton is deadly from that spot, as he has proven that shot to be right in his wheelhouse all night. 6.5 to go, fans. Whistle. 75-51. Penguin ladies lost their match tonight against the Lady Sea Warriors. Inbounds. Penguins have got it. McNally drives over to the right side. Shot off Alex Ward. Three ball good. Good play there by Ward. After McNally with the assist, Ward, three ball. Xavier Muldrow pushes the issue, knocks it away from Murdoch. He snuck right in there. Murdoch, who's an expert with ball control, Murdoch has it tipped out of bounds by Xavier Muldrow, and they give the ball to the Penguins. Ward's got it now. Ward throws it away. Ward had nowhere to put it. Just the defense was just too much. And Norman Wells for HPU goes in right side. Good feed by Murdoch. 77-54. 5:45 to go, fans. Penguins now on offense. Crowd has thinned out quite a bit. Ladies basketball team still here, 10 or 12 strong. But the locals have gone home. Class is not in session after Austin Bryant buries a deuce. Class is not back in session until the 18th. Murdoch drives the lane. Murdoch takes it in himself. Offensive foul as he slams little old Xavier Muldrow to the ground.
How about the job by Xavier Muldrow on that one, though? Ran into the paint, planted, made a great play, took the charge. That was a smart play by Muldrow.
Oh, yeah. Muldrow's one of the smartest players in the league, if you ask me. He's also one of the quickest. And that's why Muldrow gets so many minutes at 5'9". It's because Muldrow's so smart. He's a sophomore. Had a brilliant freshman campaign, and he's just gotten to be a very good player, and he's only a sophomore. Shot there by McNally, goes in right side. A big high layup, way off the glass. In fact, that was so high, Josh, I think it hit the glass on the way up and then went beyond the top of the glass as the fadeaway jumper by Mike Helton goes down. Penguins managing to match baskets, but that's about all they can do at this point. 79-58. 4:45 to go in the second half. Low bounce pass from McNally intended for Mulholland. One of the Hawaiians, that's Mike Helton, stuck the left foot out there and just instinctively kicked at it. And as the bounce pass went past him, it did catch his foot, so the Penguins get it. Clock rolls 4.5, 79-58. Penguins trailing. They've trailed all night. Here's a long three-point air ball thrown up by Austin Bryan. You don't see that too often. And now Xavier Muldrow gets in the way of the pass. Here's Mulholland goes up. Mulholland goes in from the left side, and up from behind him, Jeff Ingram came running in, and a foul on Ingram. 18 fouls committed by the Penguins, only 5 committed by the Sea Warriors. Inbounds to Muldrow. Muldrow gets it at the top of the key. He's on the right side. He throws it over to the left side. He throws it up. A big three ball from 21 by Austin Bryan does not go down. Rebound, C.J. Jackson. He heaves it the length of the court down there to Helton. Helton's got it on the left wing. He's backing up 4 minutes exactly. 79-58, Penguins trail. Now they fling it up to Jackson right under the hoop. Alley-oop, Jackson all alone, good. He received the alley-oop attempt. It wasn't a clean alley-oop, though. He had to come down and bounce it once. Then he was able to put it away. Another low bounce pass now from McNally, intended for Alex Ward of the baseline. Kind of a low spinning bounce pass to the side, 81-58, 345 with analysis. Here is Josh.
Well, Stu, the Penguins are making some good plays defensively right now, but still, yet again, Hawaii Pacific has just shown their dominance. Been able to score, been able to get wide open looks. I mean, you got guys like Helton who's able to get a wide open three. Not quite wide open. It was a little contested, but he was able to get the shot down right there. And the Penguins are just seem to be outmatched right here, Stu. I mean, there's really no other excuse for it. I really can't point out anything that the Penguins have done to shoot themselves in the foot besides maybe, you know, just being a little out of sync there in the first half. But right now, it just seems like they're getting outmatched, and there's really no other explanation for it. But the Penguins, hey, they fight hard, Stu, and there's still more plays to come. There's still more teams to face in the Pacific West Conference. With 3 minutes and 45 seconds, 81-58. I don't want to, you know, speak before the fat lady sings, but it might be a little bit out of the reach of the DU Penguins.
Upcoming broadcast fans, Saturday night, Josh and I will be here. University of Hawaii at Hilo will be in the house. 5:30 women, 7:30 guys. Thursday, January 14th versus Grand Canyon University. The Antelopes will be in the house. That's a doubleheader, 5:30 women, 7:30 guys. Penguins have it on the inbound. Xavier to bring it in. Xavier Muldrow, 1 second spins off the clock as it was tipped out of bounds by Hawaii. Inbounds to Poncha. He's got it on the right wing now, playing catch with Lewis. Over to Xavier, left wing. Back to Lewis. 14 on the shot. Poncha has it. Brett, one bounce, left-handed. Over to Lewis. 8, Poncha drifts over. Xavier, 6, jumper. Xavier, good. Oh, Xavier Muldrow gets it. The big lift over the top of Mike Helton. Helton at 6'6", Xavier at 5'9". Got the jump over the top of him and buries the deuce left side. And that's a high point of the game, one of them.
Xavier has some hops. I mean, a lot of people don't know that here about X, as we call him, X or Xavier Muldrow, but he's got some hops. He has a lot of bounce for a guy his size, and we've seen him get up there in practice in open gyms and such. He's known to try to go for the rim, and you don't see it often, but a 5'9 guy that can dunk and get to the rim, that would be Xavier Muldrow.
Alex Ward out. Killian Larson back in there with Lewis, with Xavier, with Poncha, with Mulholland. On the line is Helton, no. 81-60, 3:05 to go. Out of bounds off of Lewis. The pass from Xavier was a little wide on the right-hand side. 3:02 to go. 3:02 fans, 81-60. Penguins are trailing. Inbounds to Wells. Norman Wells brings it up the right side. Stutter step to Mulholland. Back off to Helton on the left wing. Helton's got Poncha all over him. Poncha slams into C.J. Jackson, who sets up the screen with 2:45 to go. Jeff Ingram has it right side. He flips it back over to Wells. Wells drives in. They're milking the clock whistle. A push caused by Mulholland picks up the foul there. So Norman Wells goes to the line now for HPU. And it looks like Coach Salido is going to bring in some new guys. Kawika Lyons is in there. Number 30, number 42 is Cliff Hodge. And number 34 is Adrian Den Dulk. He's re-entered. Back to the line now is Norman Wells, a 6'8" junior out of Madison, Indiana.
That was Indiana. I thought I was right previously.
83-60, 2:38. Lewis has it now. He goes over to Poncha, left side. Soft jumper, Brett, no. Boy, he was uncontested there. And Poncha, I think Poncha just couldn't believe that he was getting such a clean look, and none of the Hawaiians were even contesting that shot, 2:27 to go.
Well, it was a good shot. It just went in and out. I mean,
it was everything but down.
Pretty much. It went in the rim, literally, and just popped right back out. So It's been the problem for the Penguins all night. Nothing's really fallen. Seems like they just have not been able to get momentum going their way throughout this game, and it shows.
Inbounds, Cliff Hodge gets it to Kuika Lyons. Lyons, a 6'1" freshman out of Honolulu. He went to Kamehameha. 83-60, coming up on 2 minutes. Norman Wells now is just going to eat some of the clock. 14 seconds overhead. Kuika Lyons now drifts around left side, throws it away, intended for Niall Finney, a 6'9" sophomore out of Satellite Beach, Florida. Xavier Muldrow now drifts around to the left side, picks up the Sokol screen, and that's a good screen to get. Sokol at 6'10". When he sets a screen, he could screen three guys at once. And that's a nice screen to pick up. Here's a big three ball out of Niall Finney. Finney with three drops it from the right edge. 86-60 with a buck and a half to go. Opening night, passed off from Xavier Muldrow into Mark Lewis. He kicked it into the backcourt, and no foul is called. Josh, I'm not sure why. Now Xavier's got the uniform untucked, and here's another air ball. This one from Poncha, left edge. Penguins get the ball back. Lewis resets. Back to Poncha. Poncha softly makes up for the air ball with a nice two ball. 105 to go, 86-62. Penguin bench insisting on defense, but at this time, Josh, with less than 1 minute to go, it's going to take a lot of defense for the Penguins to get back into it. Now the steal move by Xavier Muldrow. He goes with a stutter step left side and throws it away. Niall Finney gets in the way of it, and he'll bring it up 45 seconds. Finney brings it up left side against Poncha and walks with it. Finney didn't like the call, but now he agrees with the call. He did stutter with it and then spooned it. 43.6 seconds to go in this opening night matchup. Penguins, Sea Warriors, Hawaii Pacific University in the house, 30 seconds to go. Mark Lewis has got it. He gets it down low. Sokol, turnaround jumper from the right corner. Good. 16-footer. 30 seconds now, fans. Inside of 30. And Norman Wells brings it up. Shot clock is off. 19 seconds to go. They're just going to eat it now. And hopefully the Penguins won't foul and prolong this agony anymore. 86-64. Play tough to the end, but don't prolong any big agony. Kuika Lyons now goes three ball from the right side and buries it. 7 seconds, six, five. Lewis has got it, four. He brings it up right side over to Brett Poncha on the way, two. Big high arc, Poncha missed it. Game over, fans. Game over, 89-64. The final. Hawaii Pacific wins their opening night game. Penguins look a little beat up here as they are with the high fives, both teams, right here in front of the opulent broadcasting area. Good play out of Hawaii Pacific. DU's held their own, though you wouldn't know it by the score, 89-64. DU's played very tough. Hawaii Pacific just a step above, and the DU's better get used to it because they're in for a whole lot of that. I don't think this is anything extraordinary, Josh. The DUs are in for a whole lot of this type of juggernaut play. And these guys were great. DUs played good. HP just too tough. Our next broadcast, fan, Saturday night, Josh and I will be here. University of Hawaii Hilo in the house, 5:30 ladies, 7:30 guys. You'll hear it worldwide. Thank you for joining us. For Josh Johnson and this, the rest of the broadcast team, Stuart Horn saying so long from the Conlin Center. Penguins 0-1 in conference. See you Saturday. Radio.dominican.edu.